Here are today's top stories. John Kasich has stepped aside so we can finally ask, is it Kasich or Kasich? Donald Trump is the Republican nominee for 2016, and I, for one, am really glad that this contentious bickering is over. Kaput. Now we can move on to a more civilized discourse in the general election. I predict a lovely campaign, just like afternoon tea. A civilized tea, interrupted with a couple Scud missiles, but still, civilized. I love Ted Cruz's speech yesterday where he said, "The road to the presidency has been foreclosed." Even on the last day of relevancy, he sounds like an alien who's just trying too hard. Hillary Clinton is the odds-on favorite to be the Democrat nominee, but she did lose the state of Indiana yesterday. So what does it mean? Will Bernie Sanders give up, or is he going to keep pressing forward to California? When reached for comment, Bernie Sanders said, Bernie, you're calling out. I'm on the line. Hello? The mayor has done something mayoral when it comes to the Lucas Museum. He's going around the law. Well, he's just going to court. He's asking the federal appeals court to throw the Friends of the Park lawsuit out. That's the weird thing about this case. The judge who's going to rule on the lawsuit, he hasn't ruled. The city must know something that we don't, because they're essentially canceling this whole project before the judge even rules. And for all the talk about the Friends of the Park being no friend of Chicago, this is their job, to question authority and make sure that unilateral decisions aren't made on behalf of the public when it comes to the public. You want to be mad at someone? Maybe get mad at the mayor and George Lucas for being so stubborn and thinking that they're above the law. Or the judge. But come on, we should be happy that the Friends of the Park are watching. Because I know I'm not, right? If it was up to us and only us, there'd be a Lucas Museum, a Portillo's Museum. We'd have a Burger King out there, maybe a Just Tires, a huge BP processing plant in Oak Street Beach. Think about that. They're trying to help us. President Obama was in Flint, Michigan to look at the water crisis. Not taste, just look at it. See, in Chicago, we don't have that problem. Our water just has prescription drugs, some Asian carp, maybe a little E. coli, Garrett's popcorn. It's an acquired taste. Trib Publishing officially rejected the Garnett publishing bid. Listen, I know you're about to retire, but you are a basketball guy and you know nothing about the newspaper business. Garnett. Oh, that makes a lot more sense. Thought it was Kevin Garnett who wanted to get in the publishing business after he's done with basketball. Got it. Gannett. Still glad the Trib didn't sell. Gannett owns the USA Today. I don't like all those colors. In health news, medical errors account for 1/3 of all deaths in America. Hey, they may be dead wrong, but they're also ludicrously expensive. So there's that. In weather, I'm convinced our calendar maker screwed up somewhere and forgot to carry the one because guess what? I think it's really March. Let that sink in. Think about it. In sports, the Cubs swept the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Big win today as John Lester shut down the Bucks, and they're getting frustrated, too, with more heated words back and forth from that one long-haired dude who looks like he's in the Backstreet Boys. I refuse to say his name because I don't know it, and he's better suited for a stereotype. I mean, this is the same guy who punched the Gatorade jug in the wildcard game last year. I think he might even sculpt his facial hair. Look closely. The Cubs are the first team in baseball to win 20 games. The Sox are right behind them with 19. The Sox made short work of the Red Sox last night, and they got him again tonight at the Cell. Give it up for Jose Quintana. Great start for the number two pitcher for the Sox. If Rodon, Carlos Rodon, who pitches tonight, can round in ace form, look out. That's playoff baseball. Critics are upset with the Bears' move to cut guard Matt Slauson. He was a serviceable offensive lineman, and many can't understand why the Bears, the 6-10 Bears, cut the 6-10 Bears veteran. 6-10. Nothing to see here. Move along. And finally, a party barge is coming to Chicago. It'll just be off Oak Street Beach, and it'll be a destination for boaters and partiers who like to dance to EDM music in their bikinis while drinking clear liquid till they can't remember that they're on a party barge. Wait, a party barge? That could be the place for the Lucas Museum. That's the carryout for May 4th, 2016. Hey, may the 4th be with you, just not on the lakefront.